Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. At the end of this video, I'll have some show notes, so please stay tuned. But we're going to talk today about how Tesla fanboys need to calm down. Okay, I made the mistake of doing a video about Tesla the other day, and anytime you talk about Tesla on a YouTube channel, apparently, you get bombarded with people who want to defend Tesla regardless of what you said about them regarding the cars, the Tesla cars. And I did the story about how the Fremont Police Department has a Tesla automobile that was involved in a high-speed chase, and during the chase, the police officer radioed back to dispatch and said, I'm going to have to cut the chase off here shortly because I'm running low on battery power. Some other cars got involved in the chase, and then they called the chase off because the car they're chasing went into heavy traffic, and their policy is not to do high-speed chases in those circumstances. And so I merely pointed out that there was this radio chatter where the police officer did say, I am going to have to back off shortly because I'm running low on battery power. And my headline said something to the effect of Tesla poops out in police chase, something like that. And I had several people write me nasty emails and a lot of comments about how this was an unfair thing of me to do a story about because, number one, cars can run out of gas, which I pointed out in the video. And also, number two, that the chase itself was canceled because of policy, not because the car ran out of electricity, which is also true. And then I had several people say, Steve, the Fremont Police Department issued a statement, and you're wrong. You need to read their statement about what really happened. So I read the statement, and it basically just reaffirms what everyone's been saying all along. The car ran out of juice. Now, I wasn't blaming the car. And I got a series of nasty emails from somebody. I had to block the guy's email. He actually sent me several emails. I said, stop emailing me. And he kept sending, I said, I'm going to block you now. So I had to block his email. But he was talking about how, as I was attacking Tesla so unfairly, and I don't understand, he actually said I was ill-informed about how electric cars work. I know how cars work. And I know how electric cars work. A Tesla, instead of pouring gas into it, you pour electricity into it. Is my understanding incorrect? And then there's a question of where do you get more electricity to pour into it? Do you go to an electricity station and pour it in? Or is there perhaps slightly fewer places to charge your Tesla than there are places to buy gasoline? These are just questions I'm asking, but I'm so ill-informed. Maybe I'm unaware of all these wondrous charging stations at every corner. So for those of you who are wondering what really happened in the chase, I'm going to read to you the Fremont Police Department's official statement regarding what happened. Okay, and this is important because there are people out there who perceive they're being attacked, and unfortunately, a lot of them spend time on the internet. I've discovered this. There's certain things I can mention. If I simply mention them, people will start defending themselves. You don't need to defend yourself when you're not being attacked, okay? If I'm just talking to you, you don't need to defend yourself. Fremont Tesla Patrol Vehicle in the News. This is their statement. Fremont Police Department, okay? Our department has unfortunately been in the news this week for an incident involving our electric police patrol vehicle, which is a Tesla Model S. We first deployed the Tesla in March of this year as fully outfitted patrol vehicle. Over the first 6 months, the performance feedback and initial data collection has been very positive, and we are in early discussions of expanding the program. During a pursuit last Friday night, the battery charge began to run low, and we'd like the opportunity to clarify and provide additional context with regard to what occurred. But the battery ran low, which is what I said. On Friday afternoon, a patrol officer checked out our Tesla patrol vehicle at the start of the shift and noticed the battery was half charged. A typical battery at full charge ranges from 220 to 240 miles, and during an 11-hour patrol shift, Fremont patrol officers drive approximately 70 to 90 miles. While not policy, we recommend officers begin their shift with at least half a tank of gas, or in this case, a battery charge of 50%. Half a tank of battery. On this date, our officer driving the Tesla noted approximately 50% of battery life when he began his shift. While the vehicle is routinely charged between shifts, on Friday the vehicle had just been returned from our corporation yard. The vehicle is regularly returning at the end of every shift with 40 to 60%, if not more, of the battery charge remaining. This all makes complete sense. 9 hours into the officer's shift at 11:05 p.m., he became involved in a vehicle pursuit that lasted a total of 8 minutes. The pursuit began in our Irvington district and traveled on Washington Boulevard before merging southbound onto I-680 towards San Jose. Within minutes, two additional Fremont Patrol units were behind the Tesla and in the pursuit. Additionally, the California Highway Patrol was notified and responding. As standard protocol, once CHP has sufficient units, they take over our pursuits on the freeway. The pursuit spanned approximately 10 miles and at times exceeded 110 miles per hour. Regular updates regarding the speed, location, general traffic, and roadway conditions were provided by the second officer in the pursuit. Just before the pursuit ended at 11:13, the officer driving a Tesla responsibly notified his cover units he was going to have to back out of the pursuit because his battery was running low, which is what I said, which is what all the other news agencies said. Just after they passed the Montague Expressway exit, the suspect drove on the left shoulder of the road to pass a vehicle. At that time, the Fremont police sergeant monitoring the pursuit gave orders to terminate to ensure public safety. All three units deactivated their emergency equipment and returned to normal driving conditions. At that point, the Tesla was driven to a nearby charging station and the additional Fremont units returned to the city, which is again exactly what we all said. CHP located the unoccupied vehicle in the area of I-680 and the Berryessa exit. At no time did the battery of the Tesla become a factor in our ability to pursue the suspect or perform our duties. This situation, while embarrassing, is no different from a case where a patrol car runs low or even dry of fuel, which again is exactly what I said several times in the video. So what their explanation, which everyone said, you need to read their explanation because you'll get the real story. It says exactly what we all said. The Tesla was running out of power. And I'm not blaming the Tesla. That was operator error. There's no question. And I had several people say, Steve, you can't blame the car. I wasn't blaming the car. Obviously, the car doesn't charge itself. If it did, Tesla would be selling like hotcakes. It's the charging. It's the issue. Humans charge these cars. You got to plug them in somewhere or find some place where you can pour the electricity into them, right? So I wasn't blaming the car. It was operator error. There's no question. Somebody should have plugged it in or something else should have been done to make sure that the car has a better charge through its shift, okay? So the point simply is this. It's embarrassing for Fremont, but it's just as embarrassing as they ran out of gas, which is what I said in the video. So for the Tesla fanboys in the audience, really, guys, calm down, okay? I don't know what it is, but Tesla is one of the things, apparently, that it's if you touch it, you're going to get with the internet going crazy because, you know. And several of the people who responded to me own Teslas. And it's kind of funny because it reminds me of back in the 70s in Detroit when you met somebody who drove a foreign car, which was less common back then. And I remember knowing a couple. And if you simply said, hey, I noticed you're driving a Datsun, it gets 50 miles per gallon. I didn't ask you what its mileage was. I simply noted that you're driving a Datsun, you know. And so that knee-jerk over-defensiveness is something that if you suffer from it, you should probably take a few deep breaths. And before you accuse somebody of attacking you, look and see if it's an actual attack. And if it's not an attack, calm down. And you can say, Steve, a car running out of electricity is the same as a car running out of gas. And I'd say, yeah, I said that in the video. And I had one guy said, I didn't watch your video because it's stupid. And I said, well, then how do you know how to respond to the video? And he goes, well, I'm responding to the title. I'm not sure what the technical term for poops out is, but I said it pooped out. But anyways, I said I was going to have some show notes at the end, and these are show notes. A couple things. First of all, a guy named John sent me a knife, and this is cool. And I'm not doing mail videos unless I get a really big pile in one particular day or something. But as many of you know, I open all my mail using my Finnish Rapala, and Finland makes really, really good knives and lures. I should clean this. But they make really, really good knives and lures, a company called Rapala. And so I have this Rapala knife that I use to open my mail. And a gentleman named John wrote me a letter and included with it a Moreknife, a Swedish knife. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that this is a sharp knife. And I mean both in it a sharp-looking knife, and it is also a very sharp-edged knife. And I was unaware of the company. It is Swedish, made in Sweden. And of course, the Finns and the Swedes have had their issues. They're neighbors, but there have been times when they didn't get along so well. But we get along better now, so we like Sweden. And the company is MORAKNIV. And John wrote in the letter something jokingly about how they pronounce the name. So I went and watched a video by the company that makes these. And it's Morakniv. Morakniv. You pop the R and you hit the K. Morakniv. So it is a very, very sharp knife. So in future episodes, male episodes of Leto's Law, I will alternate between the Rapala and the Morakniv. Although I'm going to forget how to pronounce that between now and then, I assure you. And then finally, I've been doing some research on how to do a YouTube live feed. And the problem I have is the equipment I'm using right now. Just trust me on this. Very good microphone, very good digital recorder, very, very good DSLR video camera. Unfortunately, I can't do YouTube live feeds with this equipment. But I want to be able to do YouTube live feeds, and so I'm experimenting. So I ordered some equipment. It's not the best yet. I'm going to dial it in and adjust like I did with this equipment. It took me 5 years to get this set up right, 4 years. So I'm going to be doing live feeds shortly, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, something like that. And I'll announce them in advance and say, by the way, I'll be doing a live feed like, say, this Saturday or this Sunday. And I'm in the Eastern time zone. And so I know I've got people who watch all around the world, but primarily in America, the United States of America. And since I'm on the East Coast, I have to be, cautious of the people on the West Coast and their time issues. So what I'm probably going to do is pick a Saturday or a Sunday in advance and say, you know, this Saturday at noon or this Sunday at noon, and say, I'm going to do a live feed then. And then I'll do the live feed and we'll see how it goes. And, you know, if people check in and have questions, you can ask questions live. You can fire questions at me. They can be legal questions, car questions, questions about books I've written, questions about the junk behind me, questions about what happened to the junk that was behind me that's now over here on this shelf, that kind of thing. But we'll do the live feed. And, you know, I've watched live feeds that appear to be very, very fun. So if it's fun, we'll do them. If it's not fun or nobody cares, I won't do them. But we will do a few of them and see how it works out. So stay tuned for that. But otherwise, questions or comments, put them below. Oh, and by the way, if there's a time preference or date preference on a live feed, let me know and put that below as well. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.